Brennan says Elijah and Elisha, Christ and the bride.
Elijah na Elisha wakafanana Christ na mwenga.
He says now Elisha was waiting for a vision for to carry the message forth.
Elisha anga kamira tiratidzo chikuti aende mberi nemharidzo.
But what he was waiting for was the spirit of Elijah.
Achizo anga kamirira mweya wa Elia.
If you read in your book, I don't have it here this afternoon, this evening. God called men. But we are familiar with it, Brother Branham
says.
Elisha wanted to take the place of Elijah. I believe you know where it is in that book. And he said, but I have to do it by his spirit. Because in this cycle of eternity, you start from a certain point. And yet, you come back to that very thing.
What tenderer? What spoke upon Zimbabwe? What can I say here?
So now we just want to look at this subject. Tonight for some few minutes.
Manirwane, come a minute, Mashoma.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe God is gonna bless us again.
The tender to save us at Europa for just a carry.
All right.
Amen.
I'm looking at the word that the prophet spoke. The original headship of Christ over the body, the bride. It is in the book of Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
Page
78
here I read.
Page 78.
He speaks of a personal, a vindicated word of his original headship. Which is personal. Because as you read the scripture, it says, these things serve the Amen. So you can't go beyond that. The faithful and true witness. The beginning of the creation of God. That means the announcement to the Laodicean churches is from the beginning of the creation of God. Then you find every church age brings about twins. The
prophet.
So he said to the church, I know that way, thy works. That is to the church. And because the bride is a selected lady, she came. The prophet says, out of every church age, God has selected some people. So the bride of Christ is made of overcomers.
So
because Brother Brennan says, this is the people God has been selecting to fight. He's choosing some soldiers out of every church age. Those that are not selected, they are called church. But those selected, he calls the bride. So So the bride was never lukewarm at any time. So the message comes for two ladies here. One is a lukewarm church, and the other one is the bride of Christ. Now that's why this message we first have to go back to see where it is coming from. Because where you are coming from determines where you are going. If you are coming from a weak point, you'll end up in a weak point. If you started in heaven, you'll end up in heaven. If you started as a son of God, you'll end up as a son of God. As Brother Branham calls it, a cycle of eternity. No stopping place, no falling place. You are still the one who was dead there.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing can make you better. Nothing can promote you. You are still the same being that was in him before the foundation. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for that. You know, Brother Branham saying, even there was war in heaven. Now the people that are going to fight now, there is coming the battle of
Armageddon.
Brother is a witness, I taught on that back home.
Brother Peter, vanokwanisa kupupura ndakazvidzidzisa kumba.
And we discovered that the soldiers, that the army is from the seven church ages.
Takaona kuti mauto acharwa anobva mumazera manomwe makereka.
Now it says if ever you fought beside Michael,
and kana wakamborwa uri kudiri ra Michael
and has won,
ukakunda,
then you are here to win again.
Uripano kuzokunda zvakare.
You have won, then you will win.
Wakambokunda uchazokunda. Amen.
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 You were redeemed.
Wakadzikinurwa.
Before the foundation of the world.
Nyika ino isati yavambwa.
That's why tonight you are redeemed.
Ndosaka manheru ano uri mudzikinurwa.
You believe God tonight because the Bible says you have believed. Satan that we are battling is not a new one.
It's
still the same. Bible says the old serpent. You are not going to fight a new battle. All these things were there before. We were reading a scripture yesterday that God does what? Requires that which was in the past. God requires that which was in the past. Brother Branham says the seven seals is all about what it was. Amen.
Amen.
So you can't believe it unless you have believed it. And of course the prophet says you are the word of God. So being the word of God, you can only believe who you are. John believed who he is.
John akatenda zvakanga ari.
And said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Akati ndini izvi riri kuchema riri murenje.
He believed who he was and who he is.
Shoko rakanga ari iye.
Amen.
Amen.
So he knew that he was fulfilling a scripture. Because each and every ministry is a fulfillment of a scripture. Each and every person here is here to fulfill a certain scripture. Otherwise it won't work. Amen.
Amen.
So we believe that. I believe that the pastors are fulfilling a scripture. Because it is in the Bible. They are in the Bible.
My pastor, Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
One man said to me, the name Branham is not in the Bible. I said, do you have a pastor? He said, yes. I said, if your pastor is not in the Bible, you are lost. Amen.
Amen.
Then one time we were with the brothers. There was this pastor and his men going house to house preaching. So they found us in the house of a brother. So their leader is the man that I've known for years. Now they said to us, Brother Nkodima, we are just going around preaching to the people.
Akati Abraham kodima tikungofamba tichiparidzira
kuvanhu. Evangelizing.
Tichingovhangira hedu.
And then he said,
Ndopavati,
we don't preach the name of any man.
Hatina zita remunhu ratinoparidza isusu.
Because he knows that I am in the message.
Nekuti vanoziva ndiri mumharidzo.
Now already he was warning me about the Brother Branham.
Apa nechekare vari kutonditsura panyaya yangu yekutaura Brother Branham.
That we only preach Jesus.
Tinongoparidza Jesu chete.
No prophet, no man.
Hapana muprofita kana munhu watinoparidza isu.
Amen.
Amen.
He says because.
Hanzi nekuti.
The Bible says.
Bible rinoti.
We should never.
Hatifanire kumbo.
Teach any man or the name of any man.
It
is Jesus who died.
Jesus akatifira.
I said, I agree with you. Amen.
Amen.
Then he said to me, even as Isaiah says, I said, now you are going back to a man.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So,
Amen.
It's like that.
Zakamira seizozo.
You can, once you touch God, you can't avoid a man.
Zakana kwato sangana ya mwari. Azite kuti uregere kutaura munhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
nekuti
in your book Countdown,
mubhuku rinonzi Countdown,
God says,
mwari vanoti,
Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham vanoti,
page 7, he says God is a man. Amen.
Amen.
And in this book, the Church of a Perfect Man, he says, the church now is supposed to be taking the place of Christ. Because he said, at that day you shall know that I am in you. Now, the church.
Kereke.
Now, this is not just a
code.
No. The church is now supposed to be taking the place of Christ. Christ is the anointing. Christ means the anointed one. Then he continues. God dwells in the stature of a man. He dwells. Amen.
Amen.
So that's his dwelling place.
Don't you know,
and if you want to find God, you should find him in his dwelling place. I'll read here that he was in Brother Branham. I will read it.
Brother Branham.
God dwelt in the stature of a man. Just as we said last time, God molded things in heaven and sent them to Adam. So if you were in heaven when God molded these things, and you don't know what is their name, what it is, because God never said anything. He just molded, kept quiet, means heaven was silent. Amen.
Amen.
Then he sent it to Adam.
Adam.
And it was silent in heaven.
But
not on earth.
Hallelujah.
Because the spokesman was on earth.
Anotaura achimirira denga angari panyika.
So Amen. God has to send it to the, his spokesman. Then the spokesman opened the mouth and said, "You are a lion, you are a giraffe." And God in heaven saying, "Amen."
Amen.
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 So when he opened the seventh seal, silent in heaven, not on earth. And there was Brother Branham on earth, who stood up and said, "You are the first church age. The first field is this and that and that." So God molded in heaven and never said anything. He sent it down to a man. Now, to find God, you must find his dwelling place. God dwells in the stature of a man. That's why the people don't see the seventh seal. Because on earth it was announced by his spokesman. You know, there's something here. We thank God for the message preached by our prophet. Brother Branham says here, the Greeks, they couldn't understand why that they couldn't see him. This is page 17, the unveiling of God. And they've seen, they come to see God, and they've seen a man. When they prepared, they started home, possibly with their provisions, that let us go to see God. Because Brother Branham say, man is being wanting to see God. But Job saw a way. Moses saw the back part of a man.
Moses,
you know, in the time of Moses, it was the back part because he was coming this way. Now in our time, we saw the front part.
Amen.
Amen. Because he was coming this way. Now we have seen the face. Moses could not see the face.
Moses,
Amen.
Amen.
It was a shadow of things to come. That's why we are so blessed. Because today is face to face. Right.
Amen.
Now, they couldn't see God. Because he was veiled to them. They come to see God. They see a man. Now, he says again,
in page
34, the same book. Now, the Gentile church has also been blinded from the veil. After it's been torn off and showed God. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, his body was the veil. It was a veil. So that veil was supposed to be torn apart. So that we can see what's on the inside. That's why it was not an error that God took away Brother Branham. Because in the Old Testament,
he
came through the first veil and the second. So now, Brother Branham was also a veil.
Brother Branham, I'm going to see.
Now, for you to see on the other side, the veil must be taken away. And when the veil is taken away, you can see on the other side. Amen.
Amen.
Now, that's why today, we are that vindication, the evidence of the message preached by Brother
Branham.
Because every prophet must be followed by evidence. So that the people will say, this is what the prophet has spoken of. Amen.
Amen.
This is the bride of Christ.
And as
Brother Branham said, this is the secret. The word is now in the bride. Because a messenger is sent to bring the message.
Gabriel
was sent to bring the sperm of God to a vision. That was a messenger to the woman. Why to the woman?
It's
for the law of reproduction. If the seed is not sent to the woman, then the law of reproduction won't work. Because Brother Branham says, the woman has got no seed, so she must receive seed. Now that is according to the law of reproduction. Yeah, she is a field. I'm talking of the bride of Christ.
Yeah,
she is a field. Now the field, the seed is planted in the field. Amen.
Amen.
And if it is a God seed, it will bring another God. That's why Brother Branham says, you are God. Is this not encouraging you? That you are God. Amen.
Amen.
A God that cannot be worshipped. A God begets God. And Adam was the God of the earth. And God, the God of the universe. So God begets God. That's why these men of God are God. That said the word, that said the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Today we have come here. Every Sunday we come here.
Every Sunday to Japan.
To hear the word of God. But who is behind the pulpit? From whom we should receive the word of God. Now he can't bring the word of God unless he is a God. Amen.
Amen.
Only God can bring the word of God. Now for God to work out his ministry,
it
has to be through God. These gods are men. We can worship them, but they are gods. Amen.
Amen.
Every person who carries the genuine message is a God. Alright.
Amen.
The Gentile church has also been blinded. The Jews were blinded. When they come to look for God, they found a man. Then they went back.
Amen.
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 When he started to show that sign of Messiah, they say, you are trying to be God. Because to them, they could only worship when God is not made manifest. But they couldn't worship a God that was who was manifested. Today the people is the same thing. When God is manifested, then they step back, they can't worship. They don't know him when he is in a human form. Amen.
Amen.
When Brother Branham,
Brother Branham
stood and said, who is this Melchizedek?
I
said, that's it.
Melchizedek
has come back in a human form. Because Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham,
as he was,
says akanga ari,
as it was,
says
so shall it be.
So
Melchizedek was in the house of Abraham.
Melchizedek
was in the house of Brother Branham.
Amen.
Amen. We are not asking favors about these things.
No,
we are the gods that are responsible for the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, let's look at it. The blindness. The Gentile church has also been blinded from the veil. Because God is in a man. After it's been torn off, showed God, how by veiling the word in human being again. Now, in the time of Abraham, God was veiled in the form of a man. And Abraham saw him coming into a man. Now in our time, God again came into a man.
Amen.
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 He left me a sign to recognize that light.
Amen.
Have you heard that? Have you seen that head with that pillar of light? Do you know Brother Branham?
Brother Branham. Amen.
Amen. There's always two sides of a prophet. One is the physical, one is the supernatural. Or rather, one is natural. The other one is supernatural. We mentioned that yesterday, I think, where we were. That at Dothan, the young man who was with Elisha, he rallied around Elisha.
As
Brother Branham says, we rally around the signpost.
And
sometimes we fail to see the commission. Because he speaks of the signpost and the commission. Because he says signpost points out to you that Johannesburg is so many kilometers. Now, as you follow now that direction, you are following the commission. So he says, Sister Hati,
and Sister Hati
knew the commission.
Amen. Amen.
So now this man at Dothan, the young man, he was there with the signpost. He rallied around the signpost. Amen.
Amen.
But he was only on one side. So when the enemy was coming, he panicked before the prophet and said, "Sir, we are in danger here." And the prophet looked at him and he said a prayer to bring him in, because he was without, and yet a noble believer. So it depends. One is in the message, but in which category? So he was in the message. He admired the prophet, but he was around the prophet. So the prophet said, "God, open his eyes." Now, not this eyes. Because Brother Branham says, your theophany has a better eyesight. One thing is seen with this eyes. The other part is seen with the inner
eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now there was a time when now the prophet was surrounded by the chariots of fire. It was, you see two realms at the same place. One is natural, one is supernatural. Now the prophet was in both places. Now he entered into the natural, supernatural, but the church was left behind. So he prayed and said, "Come in. God, open his eyes." Then when the eyes were opened, he too could see the supernatural. Now he was in the same place with the prophet. I believe that we should come to a place where we can see what the prophet has seen. We should also fall into the same channel. Because if the prophet says there is this thing, then we should also come and say, this is what the prophet prophesied
of.
Because when he sounds his trumpet, all the mystery of God should be revealed.
To
reveal is to make known. So the bride should know
that
what is this. And Brother Brennan says, in the book Christ is the mystery of God revealed, the day the bride will know, the rapture will go. Amen.
Amen.
That means it's waiting for the bride to know what it is.
Amen.
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 You know, sometimes the bride does not know who she is. Maybe I can find that thing here. It says, Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Page 35.
If only the bride knew its position, it will one day. Then the rapture will go. That means there's something that the bride must know. And once the bride knew it, the rapture will go. God won't catch up a bride without knowledge. Another thing that God has made plain to the bride.
Amen.
Amen. He says,
Anot,
that man of sin who is supposed to take his throne during the tribulation period, now the Bible says something is withholding him. He can't do it. Then Brother Branham says, you know what is that?
What is
withholding?
Satan.
And he can't establish what he wants to establish in the tribulation period. Brother Branham says that is the bride.
I Brother Branham, Satan are kumiswa ne mwenga.
I will read it to you. Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham,
it is the bride of Christ.
Mwenga wa Christ.
The power that is in the bride is a hindrance to the plans of Satan.
Kurongwa wa Satan.
The power that is in the bride.
Because
he says what God was, that which was in God, he put into his bride, in Jesus. What was in Jesus, he put into his bride. What will happen, and what would happen, if ever the bride knew this thing, that what God was, what was in God, he has put into Jesus. And what was in Christ Jesus, he emptied himself in the bride. If it was said by somebody else, we would all have some doubts. But now it's coming from the prophet. In the Bible, Elisha believed
akatenda
that there was something in Elijah. Then he followed Elijah.
Doba atera Elia.
Not just as a follower.
Kwete kungoroa anungo telao.
Because he wanted to possess.
Nekuta aida kutotora.
Amen.
Amen.
He was after possession.
Aida kutotora.
But he had to be vigilant.
Aifana kutoita zinechisimba.
And follow.
Akatanga muka achitevera mprofita.
And Elijah would say,
Elijah,
remain here.
Aiwa sana pano.
I'm going to Jordan.
Ndikwenda ku Jordan.
He wouldn't remain.
Aisa sana.
Because he had not yet possessed.
Nekuti akanga asati achiwana chaitsvaka.
He only had a profession.
Anga angori nechapupu chete.
As ungotaura. People would have profession.
Says ungoita vamwana vanongotaura.
Without possession.
Asi vasina zvinhu zvacho.
Because profession leads to a possession.
Nekuti kutaura kunofanira kutungamira pakuzotora chinhu.
He said to them, go and possess the land.
Akati kwavari endai munotora nyika.
So it was not a matter of reading some codes, just a matter of reading some codes. There's a land flowing with milk and honey.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We love that land.
No,
they were supposed to possess it.
Not
just to quote it. Amen.
Amen.
So that is our ministry. Our ministry is on positions. Possession. Amen.
Amen.
God said to, and here is one thing. God said to Moses. Moses, I want you to know one thing.
Moses, not you today.
The battle is mine. You know, we get into trouble when we try to make God's battle our battle. And try to fight it without God. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, it is our battle. But in this way, God has won the battle. Now we are not starting any battle. No, we only fight to manifest what God has done already. Look, God says to Joshua,
Joshua, don't
try anything.
Joshua,
don't throw cast any spear or stone. Just compel the city. Compel the walls of Jericho. Amen.
Amen.
Don't do any other thing. Now Jericho, the army of Jericho, they were looking down those big walls. Wondering, well, what's wrong with these people down there? They don't fight, they don't do. They are just going around once a day. Every day they come and say, look at them again today. Amen.
Amen.
Because God has already won it. Now, He wanted them to manifest it. To show that what God has done. Brother Branham says God has healed you already. But He wants you to manifest it. And believe what He has done for you already. Amen.
Amen.
So, that is what He has done. On the seventh day, He said seven times. Amen.
Amen.
And the people of Jericho were so used to it.
Amen.
Amen. That what's going on today down there? they would ask, are they still there? And on the seventh day, because we have seven church ages and seven, yes, the walls will come down after seven church ages and the seventh
sin.
Then is the answer to Satan now. Amen.
Amen.
Seven church ages. Seven church ages without the seven seals, it won't work. Because seven church ages is time. So time and eternity must blend. That's why he came with a rainbow. Because you know that rainbow was a full rainbow. But now because sin came in, it's being half here. But when John saw it, in the book of Revelation, it was full now. Man and God have come together. God had one part of it, and man had one part of it. Now it's been there as the token of the covenant. Now, at the end of it, here an angel is coming down, and another angel here to meet him. Because Brother Branham says, when he stepped one leg on the sea, upon the sea, and upon the earth, the seventh messenger was here on earth. Because it had to dovetail. Amen. Then it made it a full rainbow. Alright.
Amen.
What it says here? Blindness to
Gentile.
Because God, the last sign of Abraham, happened again. The last sign, that's when they met God in the human form. Amen. So now I'm looking at this. Now Brother Branham tells me something here. Amen.
Amen.
About this. The first, if we go back, it says, say yes, the beginning of the creation of God. Then the prophet says, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
is the beginning of the creation of God. Amen.
Amen.
Then if I go to the book, who is this Melchizedek? Now it tells me something here, that the first creation of God, what was this first creation? It says, his first being was spirit. Supernatural. As he says, he is pictured as a rainbow. Rainbow was the token, sign of the token.
Yes.
That's why you have rainbow, which is seven colors. Then comes the church, which is seven steps to God.
God
says no man has seen God at any time. But at the end of time, then he says, it is now the Son of Man. The Son of Man. No longer the Son of God. In our day, this night, it's not the Son of God, it's the Son of Man. Yeah, this evening. Amen.
Amen.
It is in the Word. It is here. I will read it in right now. His first being was spirit. His second, he began to form himself towards flesh. That is theophany. Amen.
Amen.
You are looking at the format there.
Amen.
God in coming into a form.
Theophany.
Coming towards flesh. Now this theophany, the prophet says, was the logos. He says the logos.
Logos
condescended into a theophany.
No,
he says the theophany, the logos became a theophany. Then he says the theophany, which we, the logos which we call theophany.
And those logos, that is not mitumbiwe soko.
That is Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
Now he says, we tried these things. Time and again. This is one of the things that the bride should know. And of course we know. It says now. The Logos. This great fountain. Of spirit. Which has no beginning or no end. Already you are looking at Melchizedek. This great spirit began to form in the creation. And the logos that went out of from it was the Son of God.
Logos
Alright.
Amen.
Let me stop here a bit. The people know the Son of God as Jesus. Because it's easy. This one is a man. But here it says, the
Logos
was the Son of God.
Alright. Amen.
Which is supernatural. Because he says
it
in your book, COD,
God
gave himself a birth to a son.
Amen.
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 You know, we find so many places in the word. The Son was the Logos. God gave himself birth to a son called the Logos. Then it says, and the Logos that went out of from it was the Son of God. It was the only visible form that the Spirit had. And it was a theophany. Meaning that the beginning of this creation was a theophany. It is not a creation. It is the beginning of it. On his way to take a form, he started as a theophany. In Congo, we were looking how the spoken word comes into being. The first thing, there's no writing, no nothing. Like that white stone in the pyramid. So, it needs an interpretation. Now to interpret that, you have to take it through the format. Amen.
Amen.
I came back home. there's some DVDs or a USB. I tried to play them in my machine. And a young man, a technician, told me that they can't play because it's the format is not all for this machine.
And I'm play my MP3 computer MP3.
And I said to him, that's why the denominations and the people can't say amen to this world because it's a different form. But if it is the right type of a format, amen. Because it's coming, it's a spoken word. The beginning of the creation of the spoken word.
Amen.
So it's coming to a book form. Now, then I said, brother, I see it now.
It depends
on the type of the format. If you take a Baptist format, you try to run it through the seven seals, it won't give any sound. It can't say amen. It can't say
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's another type of a format. Now, Brother Branham says, when we look at him, he was a halo of light. Now a halo of light, no writing, no nothing, no sound, but it was him. Amen.
Amen.
When Abraham saw him, he was a halo of light. As Brother Brennan says, this was three balls of light coming down, and God has formed three bodies, and he entered into one of the bodies. And when Abraham saw it stepping in, then he said, Elohim is on earth.
Amen.
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 Now he said, Elohim, both spiritually and physically. He said,
Sarah,
you can serve the physical part. Bring milk, honey, and water.
Amen.
Amen.
Serve the
natural part. I've got here the supernatural part. He is
Elohim.
But Abraham,
as Abraham,
couldn't introduce that to any other man. For Abraham to say,
could Abraham ask
to his neighbor, this is Elohim.
Hey, Mamre, Elohim.
Just you. Eating under a tree. And Abraham says, hey, this is Elohim. They'll just shake their heads and say, the old man is gone
berserk.
Elohim eating.
Elohim atijga.
Legs dusty.
Makumbo ane mukutu.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Amen.
Amen.
That was blindness.
Kwanga kuri ku performance.
Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham akati,
here is God.
Apa ndipo na Mwari.
I could take you to the house of Brother Branham.
Ndoko nakuenda nemi kumba kwa Brother Branham.
You'd find him there.
Munomona ariko.
Ichi.
Achidya.
Amen.
Amen.
With a big head for hunting.
And
I could say to you,
Melchizedek,
has stepped into this body.
Amen.
they would say, I am
depressed.
I have lost my mind. Amen.
Amen.
Because it was easy to see Jesus. But it was impossible to see Christ. Because with Jesus, they could trace and go to Bethlehem and say he was born here in this place. But with Christ, they couldn't trace. Because Christ in Jesus, the anointing, he said, as Christ, I come from God. I'm the bread that came from heaven. And John 6 says, they look at him and say, is this not Joseph's? Is this not Joseph's son? How come he says he came from heaven?
So,
is he not Mary's boy? Amen.
Amen.
You see how difficult it is. Then, one day, he invited Peter. Now look at this one now.
Peter
stood before Jesus and said, the words of eternal life are with you.
Amen.
Then comes a Pharisee to the same Jesus and say, you have a demon. Then comes the Samaritan woman. She looked at Jesus and said, is this man not the Christ? Amen.
Amen.
So, it's a man. And the people come to him. One could see what's on the inside. The other one could see Jesus. Sometimes we look at Brother Branham and say, hallelujah, the prophet of God, as the people at Bethel. They were so glad to see the prophet passing by. Amen. Taking off their heads. Prophet of God. Amen.
Amen.
But only they saw him passing. But
Elisha,
he kept the pace.
Akaramba akasonana naye.
Then he says, Elijah, remain here. And Elijah says,
Elisha,
as the Lord lives, and your soul
lives,
I can remain here. Yes, it's a wonderful fellowship. They believe the prophet. Nice people. But only they were motionless. They couldn't further that than what they believed. Amen.
Amen.
It was a church. A stationary church. The message is the way that is going. Typed in the Old Testament. When they applied their handbrakes in the wilderness, God killed them. They were not to park in the wilderness because Pharaoh was coming from behind. They were to move on. But they stopped in the wilderness, full of manna in their bellies, having seen miracles. Now that's why their sons and their grandsons.
They
came to Jesus and said, "Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness." Not in the promised land.
Amen.
Then Jesus says, "They are dead."
Amen.
You are talking of the dead fathers. I am the bread of life. He who is me shall never die in the wilderness.
Amen.
Because the prophet says we should believe to the stone. Down to the stone.
You
know that man, the architect.
Oh,
Brother Brennan says they were to dig for to make a bridge. So some came. They went down to descend the level and came back and said to the mayor, it will be impossible to build a bridge here. It sent down there. And here comes another man. Brother Branham speaks of this one. Amen. And that one said, "I will take the job." Now this one went down. He arrived at the sand, where some of them had a breakdown right there. It was a cul-de-sac to the other architects.
Amen.
The sand was cul-de-sac to the others. But this one, he started to work where others have failed. If you are a child of God and you have a deep calling to the deep, you come where the others have failed. And that's where you start to work. You go deeper than the others because it is a deep calling to the deep. So that one, he started to dig right there, go down, Brother Branham says, until he reached the rock. Because if you build upon the sand, it will go down.
But
you see, now Brother Brennan says, each and every church must come to a rock confession. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we should be. Come to that white rock. A rock confession. Amen.
Amen.
So, now for a few minutes, let me look at this. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
So, here we are. The prophet speaks. My book here.
Hebrews,
the old script for page 433. The son that was with the father in the beginning was the Logos.
Dear Logos. Amen.
Because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's why we are the Word that was with God. Now, in the beginning, the Son that was with the Father is not two things.
It's
the same God from the rainbow. He condescended into the Logos. It's not the second person. It's still the same God in the form of the Logos coming towards vachidzika kuti miro yemunhu. Now the Bible says, Bible
noti,
to the bride,
kumwenga,
it is an announcement
kuziviswa
from the beginning of the creation of God.
Hanzi kubva pamavambo ekusika kwaMwari.
Meaning,
zvichireva kuti,
it is from the theophany.
Zviri kubva pamutumbi wechoko.
It is from the logos.
Zviri kubva palogos.
To the bride.
Kuenda kumwenga.
Here at the end time.
Mazuva ano ekuguma.
Because there are seven seals.
Nekuti zvisimbiso zvinomwe.
It's a message beyond time.
Imharidzo inodarika nguva iyi.
That's why an angel
Josakangerozi
announced
yakazivisa
and said the time shall be no more.
Akati nguva kunenge kusisina.
That is something else.
Izato zvimwe.
Then it goes down to say, but when the seventh angel messenger shall sound his trumpet, all the mysteries of God shall be revealed. It's another thing, another announcement. Now the seven angel messenger, part of the earthly messengers, but at the seventh spot,
as ari wechi 7,
the last one, he has to introduce
anofana kuzivisa
Christ,
Kristu,
to the church,
kukereke,
to the bride, I mean,
kumwenga,
the anointing,
chizoro,
what that all that was in Jesus,
zvose zvanga zviri muna Jesu,
is announced to the church,
zvinoziviswa kukereke,
to the bride, I mean,
kumwenga,
which is Christ,
anova Kristu.
Now this book says Christ,
not Christ.
No, it doesn't say Jesus.
Are you Jesus?
Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Jo chakavanzika chamwari chazarurwa.
Why doesn't say Jesus?
Say buku iri mharidzo isina kunzi Jesus.
And a brother thought that I'm talking of two things. A brother said, I'm trying to separate Jesus from Christ. He said so. I repeated again. I said, Brother Branham preached this message at the end time. Christ. Why doesn't say Jesus? Because Jesus was the incubator. Christ was in Jesus. Christ was in Jesus. Now when he is in his children, it is the same God. But when he is in the family, in the anointing, it is Christ. That's why Brother Brennan says, the bride of Christ is Christ. The husband is the word. The wife is the way. The husband is Christ. The wife is Christ. You can't separate it. That's why he says, after that day you shall know that I am in you. Now when he is in us, we are Christ. We can't be something else. Christ cannot marry a church. He will marry the bride. Christ will marry Christ. That's why Brother Brennan says, the bride is Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha and Omega. The bride is Alpha and Omega. The husband is Alpha and Omega. The wife is Alpha and Omega. Wow, my.
Amen. Amen.
That's it.
This is what I am.
The same thing. Listen to Brother Branham.
Hey,
tonight I love him more than before now. I love Brother Branham more than before. Because it is the vessel that God used to come to me. And to you. Amen.
Amen.
So, Let's look at the Christ is the mystery of God
revealed.
Don't you love him?
Amen.
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 You are a great church. The bride. Remember, there's a church. Lukewarm.
Inodzia.
And there is the bride.
Because
with the bride, he says,
kune mwenga anoti,
at the end.
Pe-pe-zira.
Oh, let's take it first from here. Amen.
Amen.
If you go down, it says,
ukadzika anoti,
behold,
tarira,
I stand at the door.
Ndinomira pamukova, ndinogogodza.
Listen to what Brother Branham has to say.
Brother Branham anoti chii.
Behold, I stand at the door.
Tarira, ndinomira pamukova.
Amen. Let me check page 28.
Page
28. Look. This is the unveiling of God, page 29. Look, don't you see? It's been veiled, meaning the word. It's been veiled throughout these ages. According to what God has said. That means, through the ages, it's been veiled. Paul had one part. The whole six church ages, it was one part of the word, one part of the word, one part of the word. But at the end of time, is the Logos.
Yeah, Logos.
Now the Logos,
Logos
is the entire word of God.
It's
a church age. Church age is part of the word of God. That's why every church age, God would say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Seven times. He that has an ear, he that has an ear, that is the hearing dispensation. Let him hear. But at the end of the seventh church age, amen,
amen,
it doesn't say he that has an ear, because it's the incoming of the Lord. Now you can see with the eyes of God. Amen.
Amen.
He's the one preaching in this man. Because he said, at that day you shall know that I am in you. Now if he is in you, now who's talking? Amen.
Amen.
Now he that is in you, he spoke of this, he that is in you. That's why he says of the third pool that will bring about the rapturing faith. He says it speaks for itself. When it is in a man, it speaks for itself. When it was in Sister
Hattie,
it spoke. And Brother Branham said, Sister Hetty, didn't say it from here. God spoke out of her. It speaks for itself. When the enemy shall come against the bride, Brother Branham says, watch the first pool. Amen.
Amen.
It won't be you. It will be the third pool. He says the world shall see something they've never seen
before.
When they will start to come against the bride of Christ,
God
is going to protect his wife. Have you ever seen a man protecting his wife? You haven't.
I'm sorry.
There was a brother visiting me from Zimbabwe. Now we were, my wife made ready the bedding for them in a room. So they all went to sleep, and my wife took his wife to bedroom. So they started to be chatting in that bedroom together. They were actually in my bedroom. They were just talking there. Now I was with the brother. Then later I said, "Brother, it's late, let's go to sleep." Then the brother he was walking in front. Now as we reached the door, I said, "Brother, let me check first if everything is all right inside." Thinking that the wife is still with my wife in that bedroom. Then I was surprised to see the brother blocking the way. So I was saying, "Brother, I just want to check." It's all right, Pastor.
So I
wondered what's wrong with the brother. Then the secret came out.
Said,
"No, my wife is in here."
I said,
"Oh, sorry, brother." A man protecting his wife. Amen.
Amen.
Satan is trying, but God is blocking the way. It's why my wife in the chamber. You are not allowed to enter this place. Restrictions. There is a restriction around the bride. Amen.
Amen.
One day, I was with a brother. We were looking for a canopy for his pickup. Then we came to a place where we were pointed to look for a pickup canopy there. Now, the reason we come against a barrier line. So there's a notice there that no strangers, no
customers
are allowed beyond this line. Then I saw somebody, a white man, and he went through that barrier line. Now I asked a worker there. I said, "Amen. The boss says no one is allowed. A worker or whoever. But why that man just goes through?" Then he says to me, "Oh, that one is the son of the company's man." I said, "All right." I said,
"Okay."
Then I said to this brother who was with me, "It shows that only the son is allowed in. No workers." Amen. You know, it's one is a worker.
Mumwe mushandi.
One is a son.
Mumwe mwanakomana.
The worker is in the same yard.
Mushandi ari muruvanze rimwe chete.
But there's a restriction for the worker.
Asi pane panonzi uko haukwanzi kuenda.
But when the son comes,
asi panouya mwanakomana,
he goes through the barrier line.
Anopfuura nepakanzi musapinde.
Because
nekuti
it is the company of his father.
Nekuti ikambani yababa vake.
When God opened the seals, the seven seals is the barrier line.
Seven seals is defense.
to the denominations, to the unbelievers, they cannot go beyond that. Only the sons are allowed to go beyond the very line, because it is their father's chamber.
Amen.
I said, now I see the truth now. No wonder some people cannot come where we are. Did you know that? Some people cannot come where you are. There is a barrier line. Even Satan, Brother Branham says, some people will say, Satan has done this and that to me. But he says, it was because you were found without. He says, because if you are sealed in, Satan is sealed out.
You know what
Brother Branham says? You know it. He says, for Satan to come to you, he must come the way you came. He must repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
That's when he can come to you. I thought one would say amen to that. Before he can come to you, now Brother Brennan says, now the time he reached you, then he will be a brother. Since it is impossible for him to become a brother, now he cannot reach you.
Amen.
He can just throw some stones at you and call you names and tell lies about you. But do you have to worry? I was driving in a car with a brother. Here comes a bulldog. Oh, beside the car. Now I was looking at it through the window. Then I said to the brother, the deacon brother, do you see what's happening this side? He says, no, I hear a sound there.
I said,
is this dog this side? Amen. It can't see that I'm in the car.
I just go out in the remote.
So it was coming after the car.
Amen.
Amen. So now because I'm in the car, I wouldn't shake. I was just looking at it. It is like if a person is in a ship. He doesn't worry of the sharks and whatever. He is in the ship. If he sees one, he will just take a photo. Because he is not in the water. He is in a ship. Now we are in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We are seeing things from within.
Amen.
Oh, let me finish. It's my time now. Look, it's been veiled through this ages, and it will be open in the last days. Those seven seals would be broke, and the full thing would come into view of the people. What took place all along? The hour of the seventh angel's message. All the mysteries of God should be made known in that Elijah. Brothers, in closing, maybe we are. All. Not six. All the mysteries of God should be made known in that Elijah. We have been trying to say to the people together with the pastors. Amen. Brother Branham says, after the fall of Adam, he forfeited the book, and God took it back. He wouldn't let Satan see the secret. Amen.
Amen.
That's why it was silent in heaven. Because
Satan
operates behind the lines. He wants God to say something first.
Then
he comes after. Now, God kept this one secret.
He
says to Brother Branham, Satan, this one, he knows nothing about
Satan
it.
It's
only between God and the bride of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, Brother Branham says, when Adam forfeited the book, let us repeat again in closing here, he left a gap. Now he says in that book, Perfection, he says, then God, the Lord Jesus came from eternity to time. Amen.
Amen.
Then he sprinkled his blood over the gap. Satan, Adam has left again. Then after Brother Brennan says that he sprinkled the blood.
And Jesus roparake.
Amen. Then I understood the message standing in the gap.
Marizo ekunzi kumira pamka.
That this is a game. So Brother Branham recognized that. And he recognized his position at the end of time. Then he said, standing at the game. In the
game.
Because God put some cherubim in the place of Adam. God in the way of the tree of life at the east gate after he drove Adam out. So that place was not of the cherubim, was of Adam. Because man was placed eastward in the garden. Now after Adam dropped the book, God opened and said, get out. You don't qualify. But anyhow, I will buy you back. Then he put the cherubim as substitute. Now at the end of time, that's why Brother Branham says in this Ephesians booklet that God has put seven angels today leading back to the Garden of Eden. Because the Garden of Eden was the headquarters of God's Son. God being Eden itself being the headquarters of God. But the Garden of Eden being the headquarters of his
family.
That's what the prophet
said.
And then now, at the end of time, because restoration means that all that Adam has lost should be returned to man. Because it belonged to the mankind, not to the angels. Then at the end of time, God, after he took the book, Jesus, when he resurrected, the book of Hebrews tells us that he ascended up on high
to
the right hand of the majesty. Amen. So he stood there as a mediator between man and God until the day of redemption. Now, Brother Branham says, the day of redemption, as the Bible says, you are filled with the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. Now, Brother Branham says, the day of redemption is the day the seals were opened. The day the book was opened was the day of redemption. We are only waiting for the redemption of the body, to which the redemption of the body. The day of redemption, for he says, your name was put in the book. And when the book was revealed, your name was revealed. Not the name Israel.
Israel.
No. He says, as he is calling, you are receiving a revelation. If, let's say your name, your new name is Gabriel. Now, if God back there, he calls
Gabriel.
You don't hear Gabriel, but you are receiving, you receive a revelation. You are being magnetized to that name. Amen.
Amen.
Gabriel. He says so about Brother Neville.
Only
the book shows the mystery. It doesn't say never. It only shows the mystery. Then Brother Neville sees his name. Or here. Because he says John.
John,
he saw his name behind it. Beyond the curtain of time. Let us finish here. Now he took Brother Branham. He gave him the sword. Now some people say, that was just a vision. But I am saying, I've got that book tonight. It's not a vision, it's a book. The Seven Seals book. It's not a vision, it's a book. This same book, John tried to write. And God said, don't write. It's not your ministry. It has never been in a book form until 1960. The book that John was forbidden to write was written in 1963.
Amen.
And now tonight, it is in the hands of the Bride of Christ. And it is in the heart. In an ordinary man, it is in the hands. But in the bride, it is in the heart. The book in his hand is just reflecting what's in the heart. But to another person, he reads, God stopped at the seventh, at the sixth. That's when you are reading. He never said anything about the seventh. So the seventh is not revealed. Amen.
Amen.
Then, okay. Brother Branham says again, let me read it again. There came perfection on the earth. Amen. So men, God is perfected in three. Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Then he could see in that man that it looked like him. Alright. Because it was revealed in a man. Now, I'm trying to close here. Let me finish this one. Amen. It says here, now the seventh angel message, all the mysteries of God should be made known in that Elijah. All. You want to know about the mysteries? You must come to the man Elijah. This last hour. How that Christ is put out of the church. The Son of God. How is now revealed as the Son of Man. When he is kicked out of the church. And the Holy Ghost, the Son of God. He is now revealed as the Son of Man. And it says, then he knocks at the door. After being kicked out of the church. Amen.
Amen.
Even if time won't allow, but we can finish this. After he is kicked out of the church, he came back to individuals.
Amen.
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 I showed the children of God one time how that if you can take a group of people and say, sing a song, you'll see all of them singing. You can even take photos and say, this is
fine.
Good singers here. But next time, say, okay, now sing one by one.
What Iowa? So that would be me. Mume kwandiri. Mume mumene mume atimba di chora picha.
Individuals now.
Which is imbira uri one.
Then you will hear things.
Which has gone to us? I was at Rambon.
My teacher used to do that.
Teacher when they are daro.
As a choir.
Se choir.
We would all be good singers. Then I would say, okay, today, I want you to sing one by one. Then I keep put the mic and say, let's start with you sing. Just that song. Amen. Then you will realize that not all of the people in this choir are singers. But only if they are in a group, they come up shining, all of them. That's when a church, when it was a big church, everybody looked like he's a believer. Now the Lord was kicked out by the works of the church,
conduct of the church.
Now when he is outside, now he is coming back to take them on individual. Hello, I am the third pool. So, those who will open the door, that is the bride. But he is picking them individually.
Asi ari kuvatora mumwe nemumwe.
Because as a church,
nekuti sekereke,
Brother Branham says, he was kicked out.
Ano kereke yakaita kumudzinga.
Because a church which come start to form itself
nekuti kereke yaitanga kuita chimiro chainoda
with some new forms.
Yotanga kuva nezvinhu zvitsva sesangano.
And say the new name of God is Branham.
What is the Jaramari de Branham?
Amen.
Amen.
Then if the new name is Branham, then the bride will say no. So he has now to bring the individuals.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we are here tonight. One day the Lord willing, you can exhaust this message. We still come and continue. But tonight I'm so glad that God has given me this opportunity to come behind the pulpit of a friend, a noble friend indeed, and allowed me to preach to his flock. So God bless you richly. Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham Manut,
just keep on respecting your pastor. He will see you through. If a man can stand the storms of life for so many years, God, that means God, has entrusted him with this message to see you through. Amen.
Amen.
And God is going to bless you for respecting the man of God. Amen.
Amen.
My prayer is the Lord God bless Pastor
Chesa.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the people. Bless the ministry. Because we are one thing. And there is coming a day when we shall all be taken up. And we shall part no more. May the Lord bless you as our pastor comes forth. Amen. God bless you.